The government has stepped up efforts to address the protection of the Sovereignty Bill 2026 by inviting the public to submit their views on the proposed legislation. The bill was read for the first time in Parliament on Wednesday, April 15th, and has since been referred to the Joint Committee of Defence and Internal Affairs, together with the Committee on Legal and Parliamentary Affairs, for detailed scrutiny and reporting. In a statement, the Clerk to Parliament, Adolf Mwesje, said April 24, 2026 as the deadline for submission of the views. Upon receipt, the committee will formally invite relevant stakeholders to deliberate on the submission. The bill seeks to safeguard the sovereignty of the people of Uganda. It designates the department responsible for peace and security as the authority mandated to register and regulate agents of foreigners oversee the funding and assistance. I beg your pardon? Oversee the funding and assistance extended to such agents and address related matters. In response, Robert Kakuru Byamcha, Executive Director, Keep Corruption Out of Uganda, has warned that the proposed protection of the Sovereignty Bill 2026 will negatively impact Uganda's economy and worsen unemployment. He further explained that the bill proposes severe penalties, including up to 20 years in prison or a fine of 4 billion Uganda shillings. While addressing policymakers, civil society members and professionals from the Chigezi region at Hera's country resort today, Byamcha urged that the bill be reviewed first. He stressed that the law should not be passed in its current form, arguing that it is restrictive and not in the best interests of Ugandans, adding that it's neither pro-Uganda nor supportive of its citizens.